Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lidei Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. We are in Mishnayos Masechta Maisros, and today we will close out Masechta Maisros with Perakei Mishnayos Zion and Ches. Chorei Hanemalim says the Mishnah regarding kernels of grain found in ant holes next to a field of harvested grain. Now the ants are going to go ahead and collect their stuff from the ant holes. That's from the field that's next to them and store them in the ant holes for the winter. Shalom b'tzad arema chayeves. They spent the night next to a pile of grain which was obligated in Meiser. So we have to say arelu chayavim. We know that what these things are going to be, the kernels that are in the ant holes are, we assume, came from the processed grain, and thus, although the kernels are hefker, they are still chayav in Meiser. Right, we know that the ants were pulling down the grain all night long into their ant hole from that which was already inside. When we're dealing with Lebanese garlic, onions of rechpa, Sicilian grits, and Egyptian lentils, Rameir says avha korkas, and Rameir says even korkas, and Rabbi Yossi Omer afa kunta kutnim, even kutnim, all these species are paturim in amaisros. All these things are assumed to be hefker. People don't store them. People don't care about them. They find them on the street. And so, therefore, v'nalkacha mikol adam shvias, you can take them from anybody, even somebody who sells shvias produce. You don't have to be concerned about that during Shemitah year. Right, zera luf elyon, zera kreshim, zera bitzalim, seeds of the wild luf, leek seed and onion seed, and zera lefes utzdonos, the seeds of turnips and radishes, ushar zeroni ginach cheinam nechalim, and other garden seeds that tend not to be eaten, p'turim min amaisros. These things are pater from maaser, and alkachem yikol adam ashvias, and you can take them from somebody during a Shemitah year. Shavu b'sha'avian truma, even though the original seed, right, was truma, or the original seed came from something that was chayiv in truma, and it was planted, right? The truth is, we don't assume it's gidulei truma. We see it as something that is something that comes afterwards, because in order to be a gidulei truma, a growth from something that's trumaable, it has to be able to be something that it itself is consumable. So afal pisha avim truma harelu yeachelu, even though the original seed, which was which came from that which came beforehand, which was a plant that was chayav in shmita, these things are able to be taken and utilized at the present time. The plants that get generated are permitted to people who are non kohanim, and so therefore, although we say that which is grown is truma gedulei truma. But still, that's only true if it grows from edible truma. Since these seeds were inedible, they went through a time where they weren't chayav in truma, and so as a result, that which comes from them is also not going to be chayav in truma, and Meiser as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezras Hashem, tomorrow morning, we will enter the wonderful world of Meiser Sheni. Everybody have a terrific day.